Now, back to Lansing's only live afternoon talk show, Ebling and You, on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling and Scott Eckersley, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. As you just heard Todd Haywood of the Michigan Messenger say, Enbridge planning to reopen this oil pipeline within a matter of days, and just received a statement from Congressman Mark Schauer, the 7th District, and he says, and I quote, "It is simply outrageous that Enbridge is actively making plans to reopen the pipeline within a matter of days when we still don't know what caused the spill in the first place. With more than 16 miles of the Kalamazoo River covered in oil, Enbridge should be putting 100% of its energy into cleaning up the mess they caused before they even think about reopening the pipeline." Let's go out to our phones, and very happy to bring in State Senator Glenn Anderson. Hello, Glenn. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you, Jack?
Well, you heard Mark Schauer's comment. Is that something that you could have said or written?
Well, I would think that the very first thing that needs to be done is determine what happened, what caused the break, the loss of the oil to begin with. This is probably one of the greatest disasters that have ever happened in Michigan, certainly, and from what I'm hearing, even in the whole EPA region, that it's possibly one of the worst environmental disasters that's ever occurred.
Any idea on how this did occur from what you've heard? I know you have a lot of sources out there.
Well, the only thing that in the briefing that I picked up last night, I did go out to the site and was in a briefing that was Enbridge had presented to the local officials, and EPA was present as well as our Michigan Department of Community Health, and they were waiting for the MTSB to get into town to start doing an investigation of what happened. I understand they're going to be charged with that responsibility to determine what happened and what caused it, but it was simply stated as it was a break in the line, and I think they need to determine exactly what caused that break, what can be done to make sure that any damage has been repaired, and before they proceed any further. And I think there needs to be a total inspection of that line to make sure that there's no other weak spots in that pipeline.
There is a saying in this business: all news is local. And as sad, as tragic as the Gulf Coast oil spill is, a lot of people in other parts of the country maybe don't feel touched by it. A lot of people in Michigan now feel violated. And you called yesterday for immediate action on a cleanup and holding polluters accountable for all costs. Are you satisfied with the response you've had to that from Enbridge?
Well, not at all. And I think if Enbridge wants to be a good corporate citizen, I think they ought to step up and say, we're going to disregard any limits on liability, and we're going to pay the entire amount of the cleanup. And that's, as you know, that's one piece of the legislation that I've introduced. It would remove any cap on damages to make sure that the polluter actually has to pay for the full cost, and the taxpayers of Michigan are not stuck with left with the bill.
What is the cap now? What is the amount that Enbridge could skirt and scoot and pay the minimum?
Well, from my understanding, the research that we've done, it's $15 million, and it could far exceed that. I was, as I mentioned, on the scene yesterday and was able to observe what was going on, and it seemed as though the response was far inadequate of what it should be. I didn't see the presence of any skimmers on the water. There appeared to be all on the vacuum machines on trucks on the sides, on the shores, and they were trying to direct all the oil to the edge of the water and to try to retrieve it that way. But downstream, we still saw a great deal of oil still coming downstream from where they were doing this. And I know they were putting additional booms in the water, trying to capture more of it and direct it off to the side. But it just seemed far inadequate for what type of disaster we were dealing with. The governor, even when she visited the site shortly after I left, she even agreed that it was inadequate for the situation that they're dealing with.
How many legislators, how many people from Lansing have gotten a firsthand look at this?
I don't know, to be honest. I know that when I was there, I ran into to Representative Kate Siegel, which represents a lot of that area, mm-hmm. and she had already been on the scene, I think, all day, and I was only able to arrive down there in the afternoon. But I know, I believe Senator Knopf was down there also. Mm-hmm. So I don't know how long he'd been on the scene, but there were those were the only two that I saw down there.
Our guest, State Senator Glenn Anderson, and before you think that he is stumping for votes or playing politics with an issue, should be noted that he is from Westland, not from Calhoun County, and this is not a new concern for him. In terms of what this represents and the kind of political fallout, what reaction have you had to your proposal?
Well, basically, they chose to do nothing again today, not even to deal with it. The state Senate majority, unfortunately, the only thing they did today is pass a resolution that just said, we urge all of our officials from federal all the way down to local to do everything possible. Well, that's nothing but talk, in my opinion, and I think we need to take some type of a solid action to do everything we can to make sure this doesn't happen in the future. And unfortunately, the Senate majority decided to ignore that and there are bills that have come over from the House. There are bills that have been introduced now, including mine in the Senate, and they have chose to, even looking at this major disaster that we have in Southwest Michigan, chose to ignore it and to not take any action and to leave town again.
Maybe time for a little bus trip before they leave town on this recess. It'd be nice if everyone could get a first-hand look at it, and then at least they would know what they're trying to avoid.
Well, I think so, too, and I did want to back up just a little bit. I know that Representative or Congressman Schauer was on the scene, from what I understand, as quick as they knew anything about it, and I understand he had been just working tirelessly to try to hold Enbridge make sure that they were going to be held accountable for the loss and the destruction. It was really sad to see what I saw down there yesterday. And yeah. I would say, too, that, the legislation that I have, even though the slant drilling proposal to make it a permanent ban would not have an effect there, it would. There are, as far as the cap, lifting the cap on damages and giving citizens the right to restore their right to sue for damages to our environment. Those are major parts of that would have an effect, no matter where anything occurred in Michigan. And this should be of concern to every Michigan citizen,
right,
especially in light of how much we derive from our natural resources in Michigan, economically with people coming in vacationing here, as well as all of our citizens that enjoy and identify with our Great Lakes. And another thing that I think precipitated me going over there is that I have, through my district, pipelines also, as we do in many parts of mm-hmm. Michigan.
Right.
And just to see this and see the lack of, I think it was inadequate and a slow response to such a major spill.
Well, you're also calling for a permanent ban of all oil and gas drilling in the Great Lakes, correct?
Yes. Right. Yes.
Well, we will follow this closely, and we'll see where this goes, among other things. Right now, I think the bid to be reelected probably taking precedent for some of our people in Lansing. But, Glenn, thanks so much for joining us. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Jack. Thank you.
State Senator Glenn Anderson checking in. And we're going to chat with Kyle Malin, MERS Newsletter, and City Pulse coming up next on Ebling & You, 1320 WILS.